When you have political rhetoric that consistently positions us versus them in existential terms, when people online are celebrating the assassination of a UnitedHealthcare executive, for example, that kind of violence being valorized, not just seen as a last type of solution, but as an acceptable or even preferable one.
There was also celebration online of this assassination. And at the same time, we also know there are some supporters of Charlie Kirk who are using more and more sort of warlike kind of talk. After a tragedy like this, there are all sorts of ways that people deal with the grief. But where do you think we are right now in the rhetoric about this event?
I think we're at a really very risky moment. I will say that the elected officials' rhetoric, the mostly bipartisan condemnation of the violence and of the idea that no one deserves to be shot, no matter how much you disagree with them, I think has been very clear. But among ordinary people, especially young people on social media, we have seen much more divisive rhetoric, both calling for civil war and celebrating the death of the killing of someone with whom people often vehemently disagreed. And so I think one of the things I've been urging people is to not just look to political leaders for solutions, but look across the dinner table. That's a moment to engage with dialogue and really try to walk back that rhetoric.